And a very fine morning to all of you. This is Tom at Tom Harris USA. Welcome to episode number 37. And I'm running a little bit late this week, to be perfectly honest with you all. Now, as you all know, I do the show every 4 days, which is to say that if I post a show on the 6th, then I will post the next show on the 10th. And if I post a show on the 10th, I would post the next show on the 14th. Normally, the way it works is I'll post a show on, say, the 10th. And then on the 11th, I take a day off and don't think about the show, don't do anything involving the show. And on the 12th, I actually start recording the next show. And that gives me time. I can, you know, because I, as I've explained before, I don't record the show all in one sitting most of the time. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I don't record the show all in one sitting. I usually will split it up into several smaller sittings, you know, of 10 minutes or so each. Because, you know, sometimes I have a very short attention span, sometimes I don't have a very short attention span. It just kind of depends. But this week, I have been very busy, and not busy doing anything important, but it has been a restful few days of not really doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So this is running me right up to the end, and tomorrow is the day that I need to post this show. It's a little bit tighter than I would normally expect myself to do. So I'm probably not going to get as long of a break for the next show, but I still don't even know what the next show is going to be. And that's one of the things about doing a podcast, one of the things about doing a show like this, is that if you're going to, especially if you're going to do topics, like this week we're doing a topic. If I'm talking about my vacation, it's a little bit easier. Those are easy shows to do. Speaking of vacation and doing shows, I still don't know when I'm going to be on American Talk USA. I did mention that last time, but I still haven't had that interview with Joe Morris about the vacation. I'm assuming that it will happen. I just don't know when. It does look, though, as though it'll be sometime this week. I don't want to say for sure, just in case we don't actually get around to it, because, you know, both Joe and I are fairly busy individuals, and sometimes it can be hard to connect. But I am assuming that it's going to be happening sooner rather than later. And it's no fault of Joe's, and it's no fault of mine. It just hasn't come together yet. Talked a little bit with Joe the other day, and he mentioned some things that we're going to be discussing. But I don't know when we're going to actually sit down and record. So I'll keep you posted. And it could be that you might find out before I do, but that's okay. You know, I'm pretty good at rolling with these things, and I'm sure that excuse me, a little bit of oatmeal in my throat. Now, I just ate breakfast before coming on the show. I've been trying to do this ever since I got back from vacation, and this morning I had oatmeal. And now, if I were Ross Patzelt, I would eat the oatmeal on the show, but I'm not Russ, so I actually eat the oatmeal before the show. This time, I did say something. I'm going to talk about politics, but I don't want people to get the wrong idea about what this political show is going to be, because politics is one of those things where, you know, I'm not going to try to convince people of one on any issue. I don't want to be that person who's, you know, this is how you should think, this is how you should believe. What I want to do, and I've done this before in other shows, and I've done it, you know, when I'm talking about creationism and evolution and so forth, is I want people to think for themselves. And by that, I mean, I think that people should gather their own information as well. If you've been paying any attention at all to the political discourse in the United States recently, you've no doubt noticed, as I have, the nasty tone that seems to have permeated the national conversation. And it really isn't because of anything that Barack Obama is proposing to do, or proposing to enact. It has a lot to do with people who are taking their lead from certain characters in the media and manipulating a vast, vast group of people who don't take the time to educate themselves. They don't know anything about the issues, so they're going purely on emotion and buzzwords. They're told what to think by certain people, and the things that they're hearing from these people that they're listening to is making them angry. The anger is real, but the anger isn't necessarily justified. And it just goes on with what I've been saying all along on this show, is that people need to do their own research. They need to educate themselves as to what's going on in their lives and in their country and so forth. And if they just take their lead from the media, they're not going to end up with any kind of useful insight. They're just going to be parroting what they've heard from other people. And that seems to be a big problem in the national conversation right now. Now, as everybody knows from listening to my show, I'm all about educating yourself and thinking for yourself and learning what the issues are and learning what the problems with the issues are and proceeding on that basis. But honestly, most people aren't going to take that kind of a trouble. It's easier to be a follower than it is to be a leader. There's been a lot of talk in this country about various issues, and the term that I would use to describe the tone of the conversation is scaremong, because these are not arguments that are based on any kind of real evidence. So what I would like to kind of talk about is that phenomenon. Keep in mind that my goal is not to make people think differently about issues, but to understand why they believe that way about issues. Use their critical thought to apply critical thought to political and cultural issues, just as I talked about in previous episodes, applying critical thought to psychic phenomena, for example. When I did the tarot show and I was talking about about cognitive dissonance and talking about how the mind makes sense of input. My point here is that people shouldn't just take for granted what other people tell them. They need to get up and stop being lazy about important political issues. And this is obviously very different from just naysaying people whose opinions you don't agree with. Now, if you're going to approach the issues rationally, what you would do is you would go out and you would gather all the information that you possibly could on the issues and say, okay, well, let's use healthcare as an example, because healthcare is one of those flashpoint issues right now in America. So you have this debate going on in this country about healthcare. And Obama got up in front of the joint session of Congress this past week and made a major speech on what his healthcare plan was about. Now, one of the reasons why he had to do this is because there's a lot of misinformation being spread around. Now, who's spreading this misinformation around? Well, it's people who stand to lose something financially from the new health plan. So this would be big pharmaceutical companies, big insurance companies, for-profit hospitals. That's one thing that maybe I need to explain to people who are not in America. We don't have a system set up here whereby everybody has access to equal health care. It's not like most places in Europe and so forth. We have a profit-based health care system here. So if you are in America and you get sick, you are liable for the entire cost of your illness to the doctor or the hospital or whatever, unless you have an insurance policy which would cover the expense. Now, most insurance companies don't cover the entirety of your bill. You have things like deductibles. I'm not going to get into all the details of insurance, but basically, if you can't afford to buy insurance, then if you get sick, you're really screwed. Now, we're the only industrialized country in the world that does not have government-run healthcare. And the reason why we don't have government-run healthcare is because we have these large corporations, the big hospitals, big insurance companies that would stand to lose money if they had to compete with each other. The Obama administration wants to create a situation where they have to compete with each other. Because one of the problems that we have in this country right now is that there's a lot of people who are having to go bankrupt, lose everything, because they get sick. You would not find that in places like Europe. I mean, it's obscene. So anyway, there's a lot of debate, of course, on the specifics of the Obama plan. Now, what gets me is that the specifics of the plan are not being debated. The existence of the program at all seems to be the biggest issue about it, which is incredible, because who could be against people having equal access to health care? Well, the answer is immediately obvious. It's not the people of the U.S. It is the large corporations that make a lot of money off the current system. This would be big hospitals, big pharmaceutical companies, big insurance companies who make billions of dollars every year by denying people the benefits that they've paid for. And the Obama administration wants to create a situation. They want to set up a system by which people cannot be denied coverage for the pre-existing conditions, or, you know, if they pay for their coverage, they will get, you know, payouts on the coverage. Big insurance companies don't want that. So the big corporations are going to their political allies, and that is primarily, though not entirely, but primarily the right wing in this country. The misinterpretation of the plan, and I would go so far as to call it the flat-out lie, is that Obama's health care plan is socialism. Now, anybody who knows anything about Obama or knows anything about his health care program knows that it's not socialism. Obama is not a socialist. His health care program has nothing to do with socialism at all. You want to know what a socialistic program looks like? Let's look at the programs that already exist in the government. Social Security, Medicare. These are programs that nobody in their right mind have any opposition to. Yeah, you get a few of the wing nuts way over on the right who want to undo the New Deal, and they want to get rid of Social Security, and they want to get rid of Medicare. But most people think that socialized medicine is a good thing when it comes to Medicare. And for those of you who are not in America, Medicare is a government-run insurance program that works very well, mind you, that covers people over the age of 65. Social Security is another government-run program which gives money to people who are over the age of 65 and are not able to work anymore, etc. These are socialist programs by any meaningful definition of the word socialist. The problem does crop up, however, in that there are a lot of people who equate the word socialist with the word communist, and they don't understand that they're not the same thing. The thing is, though, that this program that's being proposed by President Obama isn't anything like those. In my opinion, I wish it were like those. I would love to have, you know, a single-payer system in this country. But that's not what Obamacare is. Obamacare is having private insurance companies compete with each other and lowering the cost of health care. Now, what that means is that they'll make less money because they'll be competing with each other, and, you know, people will be able to shop around for, you know, the better deal, and the government will be able to shop around for a better deal. And key to making this work is the incentive to keep prices for consumers low. But the enemies of this program, they're just saying, well, it's socialism. And that's a very inflammatory term to use in anything involving government, because, you know, what is socialism? Now, the people who are using this word don't know what socialism is, obviously, if they're using it in terms of Obamacare. But even more to the point, people don't know what socialism is. And if you know anything about the program, you know it's not socialism. And if you know anything about socialism, you know that that none of this is even close. So the argument against the healthcare program that Obama has put forward is that, oh my God, it's socialism, and therefore we can't have it. Well, they don't explain why. You know, why is it socialism? Well, it's not really. They're not proposing anything like the NHS in England. They're, you know, it's not anything like that. So my point is here, and I don't want to get too caught up in the whole healthcare thing, yeah, because you could go on for days and days about this, that people need to understand what these terms mean and look into the programs themselves. Look at the program and see what it's proposing. Is any of that socialist? No, absolutely not. What's really frustrating, of course, is that this tactic that they're using of calling the program socialism actually has some traction. There are actually people getting upset over it. Now, you have to understand, the reason why people are getting upset over it is because they don't know anything about the program. They haven't done any research themselves. They haven't done any kind of reading. They tend to get their news from, you know, television news or talk radio, which, let's face it, are not the most unbiased forms of media out there. Being educated is a big part of being a responsible citizen. And knowing about things that are going to affect you, you would think that people would take a stronger interest in. But they don't. They would rather be told by someone else what it all means. And that's where the danger factor comes in. Because it's very dangerous to let other people do your thinking for you. Now, healthcare is not the only place where you have this problem. You have this problem in lots of other areas as well. Now, one of the things, and I find this really, really annoying, are people who go out there talking about conspiracy theories and talking about this just crazy stuff that they make up, but they think, you know, they try to convince people that, you know, there's a couple examples that would be a good example. The birthers is a good example. Now, the birthers are a right-wing group, and there are no people on the left or moderates in here. It's all right-wingers who believe that Barack Obama is not eligible to be the president because they claim he was born in Africa. And there's absolutely no evidence to support them. In fact, there's a large amount of evidence to show that they're wrong. For example, there were birth announcements placed in the newspaper in 1960 in both Honolulu newspapers announcing the birth of Barack Obama. Now, how would, you know, is this a grand conspiracy to you know, they started 48 years ago? You know, of course it's not. Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. The state of Hawaii says so. His birth certificate has been provided many times. The evidence from the newspapers said so. You know, the family verifies that he was born there. You know, there's only a few wackos out there who actually believe that Barack Obama was not born in America. And, you know, it wouldn't matter if God himself came down and told them that Barack Obama was born in America. They will never, ever believe it. That's just the way they are. And it's people who are on the right who are sore losers. They can't believe that this man beat their candidate. So they have launched into this very frankly racist attack against Barack Obama. And they do it by you know, portraying Obama as a witch doctor, you know, and you know, to imply that he's actually African, he's not American, you know. And these people actually show up at the protests, various protests. We'll talk about the protests in a minute. And you know, they have these big signs that show Obama as an African witch doctor, you know. And these people are a mainstream component of the right wing. And people in the right wing take them seriously. Nobody should take them seriously. Now, in the left wing has its own, too. The most notorious, I think the stupidest on the left wing are those who, they're called the truthers. and they believed that 9/11 was an inside job. They believed that the Bush administration actually planned and perpetuated the 9/11 attacks. Now, anybody with you know, an ounce of brains can see through their arguments very, very quickly. But again, you know, they're immune to fact. Just like the birthers are immune to fact. You can show the birthers the birth announcements in the Honolulu paper from 1960, and they'll still claim that he was born in Kenya, you know. The truthers, on the other hand, they're, you know, if you lived through 9/11, you saw the images, you saw, you know, and there's a lot made of certain things that they don't understand. Oh my gosh, those airplanes didn't have any windows. Well, when you're that far away from the airplane, you can't see the windows. You know, it's stuff like that, you know. So there are always going to be these wackos on both sides of the political spectrum. Or I should say all sides of the political spectrum, because, of course, there's many political views that are not, you can't capsulize as a right or left wing, especially when you get into politics in other countries. So there are a lot of these conspiracy theorists out there, and I know that one person in particular who listens to the show is very fond of them, and I know that because they post links all the time on their webpage to various, you know, these various wacko conspiracy theory things that they seem to be taking seriously. And it's just a matter of, you know, they want to believe what they want to believe, and they're going to look for whatever they can to support it. And they're going to just make up facts to support whatever it is that they want to believe. Now, where have we heard that before? Well, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, then you would probably recognize that, because I've talked about that before in regards to religion, in regards to creationism, and so forth. This is why it's so important to be educated, so you can see through this. Not everybody who comes up with these conspiracy theories or the, you know, the truthers or the birthers or any of the stuff, you know, they just make stuff up. They don't know what they're talking about, and they present only the evidence that is going to support their argument, and no evidence that would actually disprove them. And in a lot of cases, it is extremely easy to disprove what they're saying. In fact, they're counting on people not checking their claims. And they don't like it when people do check their claims, because that would tend to disprove what they're saying. And this is very true of the people who were protesting against the Obama's health plan. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Factcheck.org is your friend. If you hear these claims being made and you think that, oh gosh, you know, that sounds crazy, why would anybody support, you know, this plan if this is the case? You know, then you should actually go and check and make sure that that is in fact the truth and not just the claim of somebody who is opposing it. But the problem is, though, is that you have this vast, vast group of people out there who refuse to become educated. And these people are quite willing to be led by people who pretend like they know what they're talking about. So you have these big protests going on, and ostensibly they're protests against being taxed. Now, these are, they call themselves the Tea Partiers or the Tea Baggers or whatever the hell they call themselves. Now, they claim, well, this is a nonpartisan protests for anybody who thinks that they're being taxed too much, etc., etc., etc. However, these are not nonpartisan organizations who are putting these together. These are definitely organizations that are coming from the right who are putting together these protests. Now, there are a lot of people who are followers. They don't care about actually educating themselves. They're just going to believe whatever they're told, and they're going to go out, and the numbers swell. And the more inflammatory the claims are, the more reaction they're going to get from the people who are inclined to believe in them. You don't see that so much on the left. And it is interesting because you don't see that as much on the left, but you do see it, of course, on the left, and you know nobody is immune to it. But it's amazing, you know, if you go around talking to these people who are at these protests, talking about why they're there, and they'll say, well, because Obama's a communist, and you know we need to oppose him, you know, and they obviously have no clear grasp of what the issues are, or what the evidence is, or anything. They're just there because they're told by whoever they are fans of, whoever, you know, whether they're Glenn Beck fans or Rush Limbaugh fans or whatever, they were told, oh, you should go to this and protest this. And if reality of the matter were why they're saying they're there, I wouldn't blame them for protesting. But in fact, you know, the truth is something completely different. And they haven't bothered to educate themselves. It's a very, very, very frustrating. In an ideal world, everybody would be doing their own research. Everybody would be out learning the facts for themselves and not taking anybody's word for it. Not even mine. And maybe especially not mine. So I'd be interested in hearing what people's take on this is. And feel free to contact me at any time. I love to hear from my listeners. As always, the email address is tom@tomharrisusa.com. Do you think I'm full of shit? Let me know. I do want to give a special shout out to anybody who happens to be joining this week from Atheist Nexus. Now, what that is a social networking site which is specially designed for people who are not theists. So there'd be atheists, agnostics, etc. And I joined this past week because I found out about them through another podcast. And I do try to mix up my podcasts and trying to listen to new things all the time. And I discovered a really interesting podcast. And if any of you are interested in atheist ideas and discussion and so forth, then I think that you should definitely listen to this one because they're very, very good at what they do. They're very entertaining. They're very fun to listen to, and it's just like listening to friends have a conversation, and they are very coherent, unlike me. But the name of the podcast is Chariots of Iron, and I don't know the web address offhand, but you can look up Chariots of Iron in Google, and you should be able to find the podcast. It's highly recommended. I just started listening this past week, and I'm already hooked. This is definitely going to be going into my regular rotation of podcasts that I listen to. Interestingly enough, I had another piece of podcast news, and unfortunately, this one isn't as happy. And it used to be that every Wednesday, I would spend my day listening to Play Talk. Well, for some time they've been down, and the reason being given for them being down is that they were changing studios, they're going to come back bigger and better than ever. And I noticed last week that all of the references on Play Radio to Play Talk had vanished, and was kind of thinking at that point, okay, well, obviously Play Talk is not coming back. This was confirmed today by Chris Reardon. He called into Ross Patzelt's show earlier today, and it is in fact true. Play Talk is not going to be coming back. It's permanently gone. So that's a real shame because, you know, I was listening to Richard J. Cartridge and Tommy Boyd on Play Talk, and then, you know, to whatever part of Chris Reardon's podcast show I could. So that's a real shame. So if, like me, you're now having to replace that gap, I would definitely recommend you check out, you know, Chariots of Iron or the Atheist News. I believe they're bi-weekly and they alternate. You know, they have some of the same people involved. And as always, of course, I'm looking for new podcasts to listen to because I do enjoy listening to a wide variety of things. Anyhow, looks like I'm coming to the end of the show. This is a little more scattered than normal, but hopefully the next show will be a little bit more exciting than this one. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for now. This is Tom Harris at Tom Harris USA. Have a great week.